Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me of wine? If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
The one-on-one date goes to Faith. She threw that pillow so high in the air, just woo. I'd never heard, like, that's like back in the 90s when they were doing primal scream therapy. Oh, that's yeah. What that sounded like.
Yeah.
When you
yeah.
would just scream into a pillow.
Uh-huh. I bet Britney did that.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm in the Britney book, but yeah, I bet she did that.
Is everything today going to be Britney?
Everything today is sadness because I'm leaving Santa Barbara today. And anyway, I
can't wait till you get back. I'm so sick of hearing about it.
Well, I had my last bottle of Chardonnay, glass of Chardonnay last night. And
yeah, that's why I got a lot of texts after 10.
Yeah. Well, because I was talking to Mary Payne earlier on the phone, and then she had to go to bed on East Coast, so then you got the brunt of it.
Yep, I figured. I just ignored it.
It's fine. I fell asleep on the kitchen floor. But anyway.
This is the Golden Bachelor.
This is the Golden Bachelor, episode 5 of season 1. Y'all, I feel like it's a race to the finish line now.
It is. And things are getting, I just told you this, things are getting like, it's like breakneck speed. We're literally on a roller coaster. I was going to say, someone said, oh, it's just been a roller coaster ride. And they were actually on a roller coaster.
It was.
And I have that to say, telling. It's a hat on a hat.
It is. It is.
I would tell the editor, I think you can do better. I think you can do better.
I mean, I think sometimes Ellen can be a little hat on a hat. I mean, Ellen, I don't know. It's hard for me to, this is going to sound terrible, but because of her love of Roberta.
Yeah.
And
who is a real person.
Who is a real person. And the show. Or, well, she was a real person.
Yes, right. She's passed. She's left this mortal coil.
I wondered, like, Ellen came on really strong this episode, and I went, do you love him? Or do you just want to win The Bachelor?
I don't know. I think she's extremely likable.
I like her a lot, but, you know.
I think she might. She is very competitive. That's a decent. But I would think with her response tonight, she might be a good Golden Bachelorette.
She could be. We're starting to, not always, but the top three women do have a chance of being the Golden Bachelorette. And I do not think it's going, I hope to God it is not going to be Leslie.
Leslie or Teresa. I don't like either of them.
Teresa over Leslie, but still, although Leslie is such a hot mess, she would be just crying all the time.
I don't think people could root for her, though. There's something about her that feels fake to me ever since. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know. I think Gary sees her in a different light than most of us do.
It's true. My vote, I'm on Team Sandra or Susan for Golden Bachelorette. That's who I want.
I don't think that'll happen. No.
Maybe Sandra. I think she has a chance.
They're both two a little off-center types.
I still think Joan probably is in the running.
I think Joan or Ellen. I think Joan is really jonesing.
Yeah.
Joaning for it.
All right, y'all. This is your episode. This is the episode before Hometowns. So,
yeah, huge news in our universe. Huge news. For those of you who follow Welcome to Plathville on TLC, Olivia and Ethan have officially split up. She just released a statement today saying they have gone their separate ways.
Was that on our group? I didn't see it.
No, it was. She put it out in the ether. Yeah, but it's been in our Facebook
I like that group. You're telling me, and I should have a big reaction. And I just went, oh, okay.
Yeah, boy, I can see that meant something to you. It's a huge deal in their world.
I know.
And it's a huge deal in our world.
I'm just saying goodbye to Steven at the yacht club, and I'm a sad. But also, too, isn't it really for the best if Ethan and Olivia aren't together?
It is. I think it is.
It is. That's why I'm not sad about it, and I'm not shocked.
I don't know if I'm sad. It's still a big deal,
a divorce, which is terrible.
If you don't watch anything but Bachelor and you listen to us, y'all, you don't know who the fuck these people are.
Who the fuck these people are. This is people on Welcome to Plathville, and you can listen to that on RG Plus at the $8 tier, where if you want to listen to this show commercial-free for your pleasure, you can do that too. Just go to realitygaze.com. We're on Patreon, Supercast, or Apple subscriptions at the whole enchilada tier, and now I want an enchilada.
Turns out Lydia Grace, she was running her mouth before. She was right.
She
said this a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Lydia Grace has got to learn a little bit about PR.
Yeah, and sadly, Ethan's just going to go right back to his old ways. He's totally going to probably move back to Cairo and just go right back in the family.
I don't know if he'll go right back to the family. No, I don't know. That's a really good question.
No, they're going
to. That's a really good question.
Mm-mm. So then.
But who gives a shit about any of this?
Who gives a shit? We're talking about Gary, and we've got a cold open with Gary and shocker, Leslie's crying.
And when she cries, like, she already looks like she's melting to me physically. And when she cries, she melts even more.
I think I don't like her because this is total just gossip and hearsay, but we had a sissy. Y'all, that's what we call our listeners, sissies. We had a sissy who saw Leslie in the wild.
Was that Leslie? Was it Leslie?
I thought it was Leslie. Was it not? I thought it was Leslie.
No, you're right. She was in Minneapolis, so it was Leslie.
And like I think she was waiting on her at a restaurant, and Leslie was like, I'm famous.
She was a monster.
And she was a monster. And I went, that tracks. I believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. Of all the women, I could see Leslie doing it. Yeah. Because she talked about Prince too much.
Yeah, she talked about Prince a lot.
I wonder if her email address is like, I was darling Nikki.
It's just
at gmail.org.
100% she has the Prince
symbol?
Signet symbol tattooed on her. 100%.
Oh, God.
100%. Right on the small of her back. So that way when Prince would have sex with her, he'd be like, hi!
That was a little too soprano-y. Prince is a little more falsetto-y breathy.
It is.
This is still weird.
This is still weird.
Nothing is weirder than four women in a pool singing Hava Nagila. And good, I'm happy them. To see it.
I'm happy to see it too. Happy to see it.
I'm surprised they all of them. It's, you know, if you're born Jewish in this country, you do learn songs like that at weddings and things like that. And mm-hmm. they're all just going for it. So mm-hmm. I'm here for it.
I'm here for it too. Nice little bonding moment. Meanwhile, Faith is inside the house, nervous eating.
In the kitchen with Faith, in the kitchen with Faith, in the kitchen with Faith, in the kitchen with Faith. Let's all go in the kitchen with Faith and have a really good time.
It sounds like a cooking show for Christians.
In the kitchen with Faith.
Where we make like bread in the shape of the cross. Or we get
I prefer to use, I do not like the term devil's food cakes.
We don't make deviled eggs in our house. No, we don't.
Mm-mm. I prefer cakes flavored with the blood of Christ.
The blood of Christ. I make angel eggs, and they are better than deviled eggs because they don't have the sin.
A friend of mine went to a trunk or treat thing with her kids, and she lives in South Carolina. And she said that someone had a Jesus-themed trunk or treat. Wait, and I was like, can't Satan have one holiday?
What? True.
Jesus has all of them.
Jesus has all of them. Satan just wants one. What is trunk or treat? I don't even know what that is.
How have you never heard of this? It is it's a thing that kind of, I guarantee you, your friends with children in Oklahoma know what trunk or treat is.
Trunk? What? I don't
they
get
go
it.
Around to like cars and they give kids candy. It's like a safer thing, so you don't have to go to like someone's house.
Okay, but that just feels creepy. You're just going to somebody's. They're opening their trunk.
No. They all come in like a parking lot. So it's like, it's all about candy.
I'm sorry. If you can't go trick-or-treating at people's house, and y'all know I don't trust people, but if you can't go trick-or-treating, you should be able to walk around to your house and your neighbors.
A lot of people cannot do that, sweetie. You lived a privileged life.
I guess so. You're probably right.
Why don't you recognize your own privilege for a minute?
I guess that's helpful if you live in a big city like New York or something like that. That's a good idea.
I think this also has to do with some people who live in areas where Halloween is considered satanic. And so I don't know. It's the whole idea of randomly going and someone opens. I assume not all the candy is in the trunk. I don't know.
We're gay men. We're very comfortable with going to strangers' houses. So
I know. It's like God.
It's like Mateo Lane, the comedian, who we both want him on the show. But he was doing a bit basically saying like how women are taught, don't look at men in the eye, keep your head down, like don't be alone in a park. He said it's literally all the things we do in New York to
that
hook up with
we're
guys.
We're encouraged to do. Yeah. I'm shocked there aren't more of us murdered.
Me too. Like,
maybe there are, but just never gets reported.
Well, that part.
I'm surprised I'm still alive. Some of the sketchy places I went to hook up.
I am too, if I'm honest.
I prefer to host. And then you pull your valuables away.
Oh, you know what? You should own a safe. If anybody should have a safe, it's you.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. So y'all, Faith is, she's apoplectic because the last time she really had any time with Gary is her first impression rose and maybe a couple quick little goodbyes and, he grabbed her boob a couple of times. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I'm just a little, I'm so scared he doesn't know me. And then Jesse comes in with a date card, which the women know what it is by now.
They do.
And
he really sells it too, because he's like, ladies,
a once in a lifetime magical date. What did you think this was going to be?
I thought they were going to go to the Magic Castle. I thought it was going to be literally magic.
You're so short-sighted. No.
What? I love that. I love the Magic Castle. But I would love to go on a date with a magician.
That would have been better. I think even that would have been better than what this was. I thought that this was going to be like a private Learjet to fucking Switzerland. And you would stay in this ridiculous place. Instead, it was a helicopter.
Okay, you've been watching Selling Sunset too much.
And I think you're right.
Again, you have unrealistic expectations of life. Because this
full
was...
Full stop.
I thought this was still an incredible day. Jake, they fucking, like James Bond, landed a helicopter on a motherfucking yacht. That's
pedestrian.
Pretty incredible. Yeah, you really... y'all, by the way, if you're next week, our Selling Sunset drops and it's very good, but you're used to.
I've been watching Emma, too much Selling Sunset.
You're used to Emma and her private jet.
But I don't know. I expected more.
I was pretty impressed.
ABC, get out your money next time.
Have you ever flown in a helicopter?
I have flown in a helicopter.
I've never done like a, I was blindfolded when I was in one. I've never been in a helicopter where I could actually look out. But
just for clarity, this was for a game show.
You know what? I'll leave them guessing. Leave the sissies guessing it was for a game show. But did you do like a view, like a pretty view of New York or something like that?
Yeah. I don't know why. Was
it gentleman?
A helicopter?
It had to be with a gentleman.
Something. I think we had to fly. We were flying somewhere. I don't know what it was.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, because I don't like heights either. So, y'all, this was... Faith doesn't like heights either. So, once again, we're in Fear Factor. next week, we're eating grubs, I believe.
But the pilot in the middle of the flight is just going to jump out the plane and parachute and say, you're on your own, Gary. Figure it out.
They flew over the mansion and the wind was like, hi!
Except for Leslie.
She's just like... weeping in the corner. If it would have been me, I'm like, what can we throw on them?
You know, Kathy or April would have said that.
I know.
Y'all, can we miss them? Can we just have? I would love for Kathy and April to be like the Statler and Waldorf, and just still be here commenting the entire time.
That's a great idea. What can I throw on them that would just like explode, like maybe a paint bomb that would just get paint all over them.
That's
where I was with that. Mm-hmm. Faith, by the way, says in an in moment, she's like, I've never had anyone thoroughly accept me for who I am. And I'm going to have to tell him things about who I am. And I'm very nervous about that. And then it all became clear to me. Faith is a werewolf.
Oh, God.
Because.
We just got rid of these.
No, here it is. Hear me out.
This is why we never get shows early.
You don't see her on full moons. You don't see her on night dates. They're worried about that. She told production. Production's aware. But she's going to have to come out as a werewolf.
Oh, God.
It's going to be like Silver Bullet. They're going to bring up Gary. They're going to bring in Gary Busey. I told you she was a werewolf.
This doesn't happen by chance coincide with any werewolf play you're planning with your daddy, and your Silver Bullet is the fuck machine, does it?
Not at all. Or me thinking of costume ideas.
Oh, you are going to New Orleans over Halloween. Are you going to dress up?
I don't know. I think we're...
I'm sorry. You're going to dress up for Halloween. Specify.
We'll do something like last minute, probably as shitty. Something you would do.
Send me a picture. I want to see.
No.
I have his number. I'll text him and ask.
How about you don't? Anyway... But it feels like it just fits the narrative here. She has an aversion to silver. I'm telling you.
I think you're on your own on this one, Poods, but I'm sure someone's going to agree with you.
It's the same werewolf narrative we've heard over and over again.
It's better than Roberta, so I'll encourage it.
So y'all, Gary is driving down the highway.
Don't look back because you're going to die on a yacht.
And we're gonna land on it. And then they're talking about dating online. He's like, oh, I did. And she's like, oh, horror stories. Again, when she has to get close and tell someone she's a werewolf, they all go away. Or she has to attack them. Anyway, so
Jesus.
We're getting into they're waving at the ladies, and Susan goes, I hate you. Which I enjoyed.
I enjoyed that too. And they are making out on this helicopter, y'all. Making out. Meanwhile, Leslie's down there crying in the pool, or at Klein in the gazebo going, I don't want my heart to get broken again.
It's so sad because I've been cheated on so many times. This feels like more cheating.
And even then, though, didn't you know what was going to happen? You knew it wasn't just going to be you.
Yeah, that's the point of the show.
The editing was chef's kiss of her crying, saying, everybody's cheated on me. And then they cut to Faith saying, I'm on cloud nine. It's like we're in heaven.
Again, a little bit of a hat on a hat, because they're literally on the in the clouds.
They are in the clouds. And that's where she sees her landing on the boat. And she's like, I'm terrified.
Serious? And he goes, serious as a heart attack. And I'm like, oh, wow. A heart attack really is serious at your age.
It's very serious.
Like, yeah. We say that, but it is actually a current concern mm-hmm. for him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It would be like saying to you or to me, serious
as an STI.
Oh, I was going to say serious as the last glass of Chardonnay. And for you, yeah, serious as not an STI, because those are dime a dozen. You just pop your antibiotics, but serious as an ex-husband.
Ooh, or that's even worse, a husband's adult children.
That's pretty serious to poodle.
That's serious. You can fleece the young ones, y'all. You can't fleece the adult children, especially the ones who have lawyers.
We're going to see how that goes next week.
Pesky. Oh, yeah. Did you see the
you
two?
Sounded like little devil poodle. You went, oh yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the Kool-Aid man? Did you see the two adult sons who are like, are you going to marry our mom? And I'm like, are you queens?
I hope so. I hope. If they're gay sons.
Can we call you daddy?
Which mom do you think has gay sons? Teresa, Faith, or Leslie?
Teresa.
I think it's Teresa, too. I do.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When they landed and both of them getting off of the helicopter and both kind of just there is something about just especially someone who's older screaming and jumping up and down like a child. I think if we can find joy like that in our life, I remember my mother when I took her to New York, this is like years ago. The cheapest hotel, oddly enough, at the time was we stayed at the Waldorf Astoria, but they overbooked us. And so I paid for like the cheap room on the bottom. Well, they overbooked us and they put us in the tower. And we walked in that room and it was like Pretty Woman, a foyer and everything. And my mother jumped on the bed like a 5-year-old. And I just think
it was like Pretty Woman, but it was you and your mother. instead of you having some kind of romantic.
And my queer dear.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't take trips with
these
people.
These moments we'll remember.
What would make Mother Poodle jump up and down on a bed? Would she like make her? Did you ever see your mom act like a joyous child?
Getting 2-for-1 on a Diet Coke 12 pack. Really, anytime she can either. Pull someone over on someone and get something for cheap. Double coupons make her very happy. When you're saying, I think it is lovely too when older people who do act like children, unless there's dementia involved, and then it's just sad.
No, I've been on that. That's not fun.
Yeah. Then it's the opposite of that.
It's the opposite.
So they're having this kind of date, and he says, it's like, oh, things are that he isn't, there's so many things he doesn't know about me yet. The werewolf part.
But he says, warm, soft look in your eyes.
That's so sweet. And then she says, he's like, I love it that you have things like your music and your singing. Did she sing before? Did I miss that?
Yeah, she sang in the talent show, and she sang him a song when she first came up.
What was it?
That was why you don't like her. You didn't like the song.
Is that why I don't like her?
Because she doesn't bother me. I don't love her.
You know what? She's my favorite of the, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the show, of there, it's the final three. She's my favorite. She's my favorite of the final three.
This is what I think. That's a little bit why this show needed to be even like two more episodes longer. Should have been 10 instead of 8, I think. We don't know Faith well enough.
I agree. Especially, we haven't heard all of her secrets, especially what happens when she changes.
Because with Bachelor, normally you get the characters.
Yes.
And then those people fall away a lot of times. And then kind of the latter half or the kind of last third is where you really get to know these people. And yeah.
Did you hear her say, it's like you with your singing and your music. And she's like, I'm not really a good singer. But she says.
Yeah, that made me laugh.
I had a childhood and didn't really have a mother or a father. I was a homeless teen and I did not feel whole.
And I created wonderful children in my life. And she, I mean, boy, what do you say to that?
Boy, this is really saying, hey, here's all my baggage. You see all those Louis Vuittons lined up?
Lined up.
I guess you need to hear it.
I mean, guess, you know, Gary is... It's maybe makes him see that she's a strong person.
Well, he said, I want to have that. He's like, I want to have that deep emotional attachment and make a person feel like they're the most important person to me. And she's always saying she was always worried about being fully accepted. And he's like, you'll never have to worry about that with me.
No, he admits to, you know, I gave her the rose initially because of the physical attraction. Y'all, because full stop. She's been the most attracted to her, I think, from the
beginning. I totally agree. And that was kind of striking right away. Mm-hmm. So she's going to hometown.
Yeah, she's going to hometown.
And they're making out in the hot tub like their plane is going down or like they landed on a plane.
So if I landed on a boat, theory, you know, in Twilight, the werewolves got certain tattoos because they were werewolves.
Mm-hmm.
Gary has, I thought it was a lion on his shoulder. What if it's a wolf? What if Gary's a werewolf too?
And they recognize each other.
I can't believe you wrote me into this. God damn you.
He gave him the secret handshake. Y'all.
This makes sense now. I hate you.
Tinfoil Hattie might have been wrong twice. First about Roberta not being real. Second about Joan having to go back and fix a switching baby situation.
Yes. But third time might be the charm.
Third time is the charm. We're going to have our first reality show with a werewolf couple.
There we go. Yep. All right.
So you're welcome.
Susan, they're the group date. Faith comes back and she's like, do you really want to know? And they're kind of like, yeah, except for you see, it's perfect because Leslie is sitting right.
She's been sucking on a lemon the whole time.
And it's like, it kind of looks like exactly the same scene. We're going to talk about Selling Sunset. We're recording it early after this.
Nicole's face.
Bree's face whenever Chelsea is talking in the office about
Cassandra.
Oh, Cassandra. But it's the same kind of thing. You just see Leslie just kind of going in on herself. Like if like she accidentally shat her pants and she's hoping no one can smell it.
Wow, that's
that happened to me once right before a T-ball game.
What? How old were you?
I was like 8, and I had a little poot, and I went to fart, and I shit my pants. And I thank God back then I wore underwear and like Lycra tights and all this kind of stuff.
Whoa. Lycra tights?
Well, you know, the tights, you wear them under your baseball pants because it just is athletic. I don't know. So you wore all these layers, and thank God I had to play the game with a little bit of shit in my pants.
Okay.
But I don't remember dressing
that young. I don't remember dressing in all of the gear.
That was the only reason I played sports. That is to this day the reason, and I actually love the actual sport of it. The only sport I love and actually play is tennis. And that is because as a young child, I wanted a sweater draped around my shoulders and I had a pretend friend named Buffy.
Wow.
That's what got me into it. I said, Mama, I want some tennis outfits.
So,
and then we went playing, and now I love tennis.
You
but I
just
never
wanted to be the abusive bully at a country club.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's why I only play baseball, because I loved. That's why I stopped playing baseball, because they got the long baseball pants, not the short ones that you wear with the little calf stirrups. That's, I love those calves. I look so cute in my cleats and my little things.
I don't remember us. We had uniforms, but there was no underwear equivalent.
Oh, yes, we had all. That's why I stopped playing soccer, because you just wore shorts and a t-shirt.
You got to wear shin guards.
Ah, they took away from my legs, and that was my best feature when I was a kid.
We need to move on, because this is getting too faggy in here. Jesus, even for me. So, boy, and Ellen's pissed off, too. I haven't seen Ellen this annoyed.
She is annoyed, yeah.
So, y'all, the group date is the Santa Monica Pier, and they're all trying to get in touch with their inner child. And yes, wanting to have fun. They're playing whack-a-mole, eating cotton candy, bumper cars. I guarantee you these women were sick as dogs, because none of them eat like this.
No, none of them. No.
If you're thinking it's a good idea, if you're
Sandra went to bed again sick, like when she was lactose intolerant.
If you're Sandra has barely survived being in this house.
She's not going to be the Golden Bachelorette probably, but I want to see. I love her.
I don't think we found out enough about her.
I want more commentary for her. I think she's funny, and we didn't see enough. I agree.
So she basically says, Teresa, tonight is going to, I'm going to tell him I'm falling in love with him. It's been 52 years.
52 years?
I can't stand her. I know a lot of people like her, but there's a fake quality she has that I don't like.
To me, it's not fake. To me, it's desperate.
Yeah, something like that.
It just feels like it makes me feel like she's not going to be okay if Gary doesn't love her back. But they sit on the bench, and she's like, I'm having such a wonderful time. I know you have to make a decision. It would mean the world for you to meet my family.
Meet my family.
And that's where she says, that's what I'm talking about, is desperate. She says, I feel like I can't live without you, and I'm really falling in love with you. Y'all, if someone says they
turn
can't
off.
If someone says they can't live without you, red flag.
Y'all, I would have been out of there like the Roadrunner and the Wile E. Coyote.
I would have said, let's go. Yes. I would have said, let's go get on the zipper. And she would get in the cart, and I would pretend it then, or the Ferris wheel, and it went out without me, and I would never get on the Ferris wheel.
Part of me thinks you might be into that, though, if someone tells you that. You might.
No, not at all.
Really?
Oh, yeah. If somebody said, I can't live without you, no. I've never been into that, ever, ever. I go, because if someone said that to me, I'm like, I just want to look at them and say, be more.
Yeah,
just
I agree.
Be more confident. Be more loving to yourself. And I want you to choose to be with me, not to feel like you have to be with me.
So later on, Susan is talking to Gary, and he says, she says, I don't know if you're coming home with me or not. I don't know how much meatballs to make. I don't know if I need to make sauce. And Gary goes,
I don't know either.
And as soon as he said that, I went, you're not picking her. We all knew it wasn't going to be Susan or Sandra. We knew that.
We knew in the editing.
It was going to be the final four that we have.
I was on the
Teresa.
Fence of Ellen and Sandra. I was on the fence. I think I
no,
said it
I
could
wasn't.
Have been either one.
Sandra got no camera time.
No, I mean before this episode.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think if Sandra had gotten more camera time this episode, yeah,
I would have been more confused. Yeah, it was.
I don't think they've really connected. They didn't.
I think
they never had a one-on-one date.
Yeah, they didn't.
Anyway, so Leslie, of course, and she's like, Gary says, I don't know. I have a few bruises in some odd places.
Oh, no. Y'all, it's funny.
Same, Gary.
Poodle literally has bruises that I can see in odd places on his arm from fucking.
No, not from fucking specifically, from someone putting their hands on me a little too tight.
I don't need to know the details.
And why. I bruise like a Georgia peach.
Yeah.
Delicate.
There goes Georgia peach, boys.
And sweet.
It's a little bitter.
That's true. I'm like a not yet ripe peach.
Yeah, it's really like hard to get that pit out.
More like an angry nectarine. Yeah. I bite back. So Jerry is basically Gary. I keep saying I need to just write the word Gary. I just need to write that instead of because I see Jerry. I
write think of G-A-R-Y. It as
a soft. I think I should do that. She says it's not the hard G. Gary says, we've had a nice progression. I wake up in the night thinking about you. Actually, that's not true. I really wake up because I need to pee. But I also think about you and I laugh while I'm peeing.
I felt so much joy in our 101. She said, it was so amazing seeing you look behind me and protect me. No one's ever done that.
And he said, I will do that unless it's a full moon. Then I'm going to be gone for the night.
I hate you.
Makes sense to me.
Anyway, y'all, they make out and she says, I'm falling in love with you. And he whispers to her, you're my girl.
Ugh.
And I wrote, girl.
This is, I don't know. It's between her and Teresa. I wouldn't want either of them, but.
It makes me think, I mean, we're going to get to this. We'll have to see the hometowns to see who he's going to pick. We'll speculate on that later. So y'all, the women are talking and Ellen's like, I can't even look at that rose. I can't even, my heart will be broken tonight. Broken, broken. Roberta, help me.
So he's on the roller coaster date with Ellen. Are you someone who puts your arms up in a roller coaster?
Yeah, you have to.
No, you don't.
Well,
I always think I'm having a good time, mm-hmm. but then I see the picture they always take, mm-hmm. and I'm gripping the handrail
mm-hmm.
and squinching my eyes tight.
I didn't learn to put my hands up until maybe like 10 years ago, and it's way more fun.
I'm sure it is.
It's scarier.
I'm ready to do it, and I'm not scared of riding the roller coaster, but as soon as I'm on it, this kind of self-preservation takes over, and I'm like, why should I put my hands up?
I get now if we're going to go on
fucking survive.
Agree, if we are going on a loop-de-loop or upside down, yeah. I'm holding on to the thing.
Oh, are you kidding me? No.
Well, some people do that with their hands up the whole time.
Well, they need to get something fixed. Anyway, I'm just saying I'd like to put my hands up. I don't think my body will let me. I just hold on for dear life.
Yeah.
So they're having, and Ellen says, I've never met anyone whose values, ways about life are parallel to mine in the way yours are to mine. And he says, I can't wait to be a teammate with you. And I just went, I can see him just looking at her and I'm like, he's not going to pick her.
He's not. They're friends.
He's not into her. Yeah.
I don't think he's into her either. I think this was a producer choice. They loved her story that she's a Bachelor fan.
I agree. Because
it makes me funny, like when they talk about hometowns and Ellen says, hometowns is a big deal. I know. I've been watching for 7 years.
So y'all, we're doing the group date rose.
Well, yes.
And guess what? He's too overcome. He can't do it tonight. He can't perform. He needs to take his rose blue pill.
He does. He can't. He needs Jesse there to whisper in his ear and maybe pat the small of his back and tell him it's going to be okay.
Wow. That is not homoerotic at all. I just don't see Gary being homoerotic with anybody.
No, I just see Jesse being homoerotic with me.
Oh, that makes sense.
When I said Gary, I was imagining me there.
Got it. Got it. That makes sense. Anyway, y'all, the rose ceremony happens. And
Sandra looks fucking fantastic, by the way. She wins the look.
She looked great.
Like, Faith looked nice in her red, but she had this like black and gold dress and it fit her body. She's got a, she looked gorgeous.
So Gary says, I wasn't ready to hand out the rose last night because I know I'm holding your hearts in my hands.
Oh,
such a weird thing to say. I know.
Children of the night.
Oh, no, no, no. Anyway, y'all, let's just get to it. The first rose, we knew it was going to be Leslie because you're my girl.
Because you're my girl.
Faith and already then, has a rose. And then Teresa got it.
Teresa.
And Ellen is devastated. Ellen can't even act. Kind of, she can't play the part of I'm sad because she is angry.
You know why I think this is dark? This is like poodle dark normally. I have a theory that, too, why Gary didn't want to pick Ellen, because if he went to the hometown, he was going to have to meet Roberta, who was dying of cancer, and know that he wasn't going to marry her.
Oh,
I don't think he could do it.
That's true.
Like, the ABC would have loved that for ratings, but I don't think Gary could do it.
That is so true. I think he says this is when I have to cut her.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's dark even for me. he'd have to look in Roberta's eyes. And say,
she would say,
I'm not choosing Ellen. Nice knowing you. Wow. That's the show. Didn't say it would end happily.
I love when he's talking to her and she finally, Ellen's like, I gotta go. And she just gets in and leaves. That's the show. Y'all, that is your Golden Bachelor. This is a good episode. I am really, y'all, it's going to be so different for the hometowns. Like, we normally don't go to hometowns. We're meeting people's parents, but we never, it's a different thing meeting someone's children.
Very different. And grandchildren.
The
little rugrats are like, hey, you going to marry my grandma? I'm like, piss off, kid.
Oh, God. it wouldn't be good if Poodle was a Golden Bachelor.
I'd walk in there. If I was one of these women, well, I'd be younger than all of them. I would say, cast me now at 40.
Do you think they probably won't do this because it's ABC, but it'd be nice now that they did like a spinoff of The Golden Bachelor, only like 8 episodes. Do you think they'll do like a gay or lesbian bachelor? I don't think they ever will.
I don't think we've tried that formula with what was that show we did? What was the name of it? It was Robert Sepulveda Jr.
Oh, Finding Prince Charming.
Yes. Oh. The problem is, y'all, you just get a bunch of escorts.
That show had a budget though of $1.57.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I think if you got a gay bachelor, they would just... I'm still surprised in Finding Prince Charming that you didn't have people hooking up in the house.
If we did, we didn't know about it.
Right.
Yeah.
I think they just fuck each other.
Yeah.
Same thing with lesbians.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, everybody. That's the show. That's it. Go to realitygaze.com. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. If you enjoy this show, let us know. Tweet about it. Instagram about it. TikTok about it. Share it. Facebook. We really, really appreciate it. Gets the words out. A lot of you are saying that you're enjoying this, so we enjoy it too. I'm getting sad that it's almost done, but such is life. Everything ends. Right, Gary? Right. Right.
Suddenly, a heart attack.
One day a silver bullet's going to come along, and it's your time. It's your time.
We only see so many full moons in our lifetime.
We only do. So, all right, everybody, we'll see you next time. Until next week, Poodle.
We ask you with the utmost earnestness and honesty,
will you accept our rosebuds?
So gross.
Ow! Will you still need